With quarterback Jason Campbell out for Sunday's game, offensive coordinator North Turner is very pleased with the way Brandon Weeden has prepared himself for Jacksonville.
I think he's going to play well. And here's what I say. The number one thing we have to do as an offensive group is eliminate the turnovers. We'll protect the football. We've said it all along. When we've played our best, we've won the turnover battle, and we've not had very many turnovers during that, you know, the three-game win streak. We did a great job of protecting the ball, obviously, in the Kansas City game and the week after against Baltimore when we played it at a nice level. Jason did a great job protecting the ball. We haven't done that in the last 2 weeks, and that's a major emphasis.
With Josh's huge game on Sunday, did it impress you that he continued to play hard in the fourth quarter for a guy that sometimes outsiders question his effort?
Well, I just think it's, you know, there's a process you go through as a young player, and he's obviously been under a microscope since he's been here, and I think there's some little things that blown out of proportion. He's way ahead of the young receivers I've been around in terms of the way he's developed through this year. And, you know, you get an opportunity to have a game like that. You don't want it to be in a situation like that where you're behind. You don't want to do it when you're when it's a losing cause. But the fact that he physically did it means that he's going to continue to do it, and he's going to help this team win a lot of games.
When you say he's been way ahead of young receivers, in what respects?
Well, I think the combination of his ability to make big plays, and then he's developing as a route runner. And the things we asked him to do when we got here are totally different from the way he had been taught to run routes. And again, in college, the style of offenses these teams run, they're not the disciplined routes that we'd ask a guy to run. So it's a process of physically learning how to do it and then doing it the same over and over and over again. And he's improved in that area.
No, obviously. You never want to turn the ball over. So how do you emphasize don't turn it over?
Well, you know, it's just part of the job. If you're a running back, if you're a receiver, if you're a quarterback, it's part of the job description. And, you know, we had, and I'm not picking on anybody, I'm just explaining what happened. We had our best drive started, and we gained 8 yards on first down. And everyone in this league knows when Troy gets around you, he's going to rip and pull the ball out. You can't let him pull the ball out. We're going to be second and two on the 40-yard line on their side of the field, and the game was still manageable. And then, you know, obviously when you're playing a blitz team, you got to handle the blitz, and we didn't do that on the two most critical turnovers.
What's Josh been like off the field for you to work with? I mean, we talk a lot of, you know, he started the year with the suspension. Has he been good with you?
You know, the thing about Josh is obviously his personality. He is to himself, but he's opened up a lot through this year. And, you know, he's got a very good sense of humor. I think he's learning that all the things you have to do in this league, whether it be the things you have to do in meetings, the things you have to do in walkthroughs, the things you have to do on a day-to-day basis. And I think he's improved in all those areas.
Are teams' defenses trying to take him away? I mean, are they doing a lot to take him away? And then how's it if they are?
I think that's a week-to-week thing, and I think it came up nice in the Baltimore game. We talked about it. You know, they made a big emphasis, and, you know, Greg had his best game, and Devon, you know, had key plays. So I would expect that he'll get extra attention this week after, you know, the way we've gone on offense. It makes sense. If you're going to concentrate on someone, he would be the guy.
You mentioned that he's worked on his route running. Now, a couple of weeks ago when Rich Gannon was through to do the game for TV, he said that both Little and Gordon were not very detailed in their route running.
I think that's just, you know, a lot of that is those guys have to say something. And, you know, they really do. I mean, those guys are up there in the booth, and it's a 3.5-hour game, and we were not playing very well. And there's some routes. There's some things that every guy on our team, we have to get better at. You know, I think Josh has improved a great deal as a route runner, and he's going to continue to improve.
What's your impressions of the new guy, Alex Tanny?
You know, it's been interesting. It's not, this doesn't happen to you very often. I can say I've had it happen a couple times in the last 20 years. But, you know, he's sharp. He's eager. He's got a nice arm. You know, the biggest thing for me is when with young guys, they have to play faster. He needs to learn how to play quicker and faster. But most young guys are that way. But, you know, we're doing everything we can to get him ready. So if he has to play, he'll be ready to go.
Judd said that one reason they liked Tanny is they had a similar offense in Dallas. So are they still running your offense, or are they running it again?
No, it's a similar in terms of, I think, terminology and the way they call their protections. And, you know, I think Jason has, you know, he was with me, but then, you know, he's been some other places. But I think that's the system that he prefers. And I think when you bounce around and move around, you have parts of a lot of different things, but there's a lot of things that were similar.
When on the hit where Campbell got knocked from the game, could you tell right away that he got hit in the face mask?
Yeah, I thought he got hit in the face mask right from the beginning. And then obviously you see the replay, and it's really easy to see from all the angles except the one that the referee had. He's standing behind, and I you'd just like someone to come in and help him make that call, because it's the way it is being emphasized by the league, it should never be missed. And the ones that they've made mistakes on is where they've gone too far. So this one, obviously, you know, they didn't go far enough.
Do you think that should be a reviewable play? I mean, it's such a big play.
Well, it's right now, if you're talking about the emphasis they're making on it and the way that people are getting fined, yeah, it would be something I would think they would look at and consider the possibility of reviewing that.
With Wheaton, as to confidence, now, that first pass he threw when he was in last week to the tight end over the middle, right on the hands, does he need something like that? Does he need plays like that to be made and others to get confidence back? Is it like a momentum thing?
I think Brandon, I think he handles things awfully well, and he probably said after it, you got to be kidding me. But that's part of the deal of playing, and you got to come back the next series and go. And that would have been a nice play to convert. We would have had the first down. It would have been giving everybody a little momentum, but we didn't. So you just got to keep playing.
Earlier in the year, but how do you get more production consistently out of both Greg and Devon?
That's a good question in terms of you're looking at it and saying, you know, you got those guys are playing. We just got to keep working the things we're doing and try to do it. You know, we're playing real good defenses, and you watch that game last night. It's like a lot of our games when we haven't turned the ball over. It's 20-17, 22-20. Our division has a lot of very good defenses, and the games tend to be played like that. And you know, during different stretches, those guys, they don't get opportunities.
What things are going to have to happen starting now and going forward through the other four games for your offense to grow and to get to where you would like it to be?
Well, the starting point is when we've, as I said, when we've protected the ball, we've been able to drive the ball, and our guys have made plays. You know, I think some of that depends on who you're playing and in terms of how explosive you are. Like I said, the teams in our division, the teams we played over the last few weeks, they don't give up a lot of big plays, you know, and teams really, the way they played us, have said, hey, don't give up big plays and make them drive 12, 14 plays, and they're not capable of doing it right now. So our ability to put together 10, 12, 14 play drives would be the thing I would be looking for over the next stretch.
Did you see at any point this year Brandon hang his head? And then can you see that he's excited to get another chance?
He's extremely excited to get a chance. He's, you know, he's a very, very good competitor. There's no question. There's times where, I mean, he's human. You go in the tank a little bit, and he's never gone in the tank in terms of that. But you get down, and you want to be good. You know, he does a great job of keeping it to himself and not showing it. But if you've been in that situation where people are being critical of you, and you know, it's hard. I think you're playing in front of your home fans, and you know, guy gets hurt and you're booed, that's, you know, that's not appropriate, and it's I think it's hard on him, but I'm very impressed with the way he handles it.